Chapter 4 Town. John Taylor had written to his sister. He wanted information, very definite information, about Toombs County Cotton, about its stores, its people, especially its people. He propounded a dozen questions, sharp, searching questions, and he wanted the answers tomorrow. Impossible, thought Miss Taylor. He had calculated on her getting this letter yesterday, forgetting that their mail was fetched once a day from the town 4 miles away. Then, too, she didn't know all these matters and knew no one who did. Did John think she had nothing else to do? And sighing at the thought of tomorrow's drudgery, she determined to consult Miss Smith in the morning. Miss Smith suggested a drive to town. Bless could take her in the top buggy after school, and she could consult some of the merchants and businessmen. She could then write her letter and mail it there. It would be but a day or so late getting to New York. "Of course," said Miss Smith dryly, slowly folding her napkin, "of course the only people here are the Cresswells."
"Oh, yes," said Miss Taylor invitingly.
There was an allurement about this all-pervasive name. It held her by a growing fascination, and she was anxious for the older woman to amplify. Miss Smith, however, remained provokingly silent. So Miss Taylor essayed further.
"What sort of people are the Cresswells?" she asked.
"The old man's a fool, the young one a rascal, the girl a ninny,"
was Miss Smith's succinct and acid classification of the county's first family, adding as she rose, "But they own us, body and soul." She hurried out of the dining room without further remark. Miss Smith was more patient with black folk than with white. The sun was hanging just above the tallest trees of the swamp when Miss Taylor, weary with the day's work, climbed into the buggy beside Bless. They wheeled comfortably down the road, leaving the somber swamp with its black green to the right.